We've got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
One third of Hanson is joining us on the show for the next little bit. Isaac Hanson, thank you very much. In Australia at the moment, touring your Red, Green, Blue tour. How's it all going? You kind of three quarters of the way through?
Yeah, no. We had a couple shows in Perth. They were fantastic. We had a show in Sydney, and got shows in Adelaide, Brisbane, Melbourne. It's fantastic to be back in the country, and the Australian fans are absolutely amazing.
One sold out show in Melbourne already. The other one well on its way.
Yep, next Thursday. The 17th of November at the Forum. Tickets still are available for that one.
But they will go fast. Yeah. What can we expect? Are we going to see some new stuff from you guys? Are you going to play the old classics that we know and love?
Yeah. What's
going on?
Well, so we've got a new record called Red, Green, Blue. That's the title of the tour. So there are definitely some songs from that latest record. But of course, you know, like anything, I mean, when you're playing a show, you know, a show is a specific kind of thing. You've got people showing up who have been with you forever. You've got people who are showing up for the very first time. So you're always making sure that you've got something in there for everybody. And so whether it's new classics or stuff from or old classics or stuff from the new record, yeah, we've got all of it in there for sure.
Now, Isaac, we've spoken to your brother Zach before for a radio interview, and we asked him this question as well, and I was wondering to see your thoughts on this. In the song M-bop, there is a concern about growing old and losing your hair. Are you all still pretty wrapped that for the most part you all still have hair 25 years later?
Yeah, we're lucky in that particular area. I can thank my mother's father for a full lock of hair until his death.
Okay, that's good, because I know that Zach had similar thoughts. And Zach's got, well, yes. Last time we spoke to Zach, he had a big goatee. I'm not sure if he's still got it now.
Is he still rocking the goatee?
Yeah. I'm sorry, say again?
Is Zach still rocking the goatee mustache that he was rocking in May this year?
You know what? Actually, he just grew it out this week, which is funny. He had been clean shaven for about a month.
Wow.
And he's kind of growing it out there. Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are doing in between your shows and just before your shows in Melbourne next week. But last time you spoke to our breakfast show, Tom Lingy and Loggy, and you mentioned to those guys that you might be keen to come down to the Surf Coast and do a couple of surf lessons with us. Are you still keen?
Oh, man. I am keen to do it. The only challenge is timing. It's always a little bit tricky. We've ended up with less time than I anticipated as far as our schedule is concerned from day to day for the shows. But, I always love a good time on the beach. My wife is actually from the coast of Florida, so we go down to the beach at least twice a year. Which, of course, for me is a lot because we live about 900 miles from the coast. Which in Australian terms, that's an eternity, but, you know, but for us, that's pretty good.
It looks like, unfortunately, by the time your Red, Green, Blue tour wraps up, it is going to be schoolies here on the Surf Coast, which is essentially Australia's version of spring break, and you are not going to want to be anywhere near the beach when that happens because things get a little bit wild. Now,
you're right. There would be no room in the water for anyone. You're right.
Well, if you go down to schoolies and you're not a school leaver, then everyone's going to label you a toolie,
and
Isaac.
You don't want to be a toolie. If that's one thing you learn from Australian culture, you do not
want to be a toolie.
Now,
so are you saying that the schoolies are ageist?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't want to be a schoolie, Isaac. Tell your brothers, tell all of Hanson, you don't want to be toolies. Isaac, we were wondering if we could play a bit of a game with you. Jess and I like to do this between ourselves, but we thought because you're a member of Hanson, you are one of the most well-known pop rock bands of all time. If you could play a game with us called 60 Second Celebrity, I'll get Jess to explain what that is.
Right, so okay. 60 Second Celebrity, usually either Tim or myself, think of a celebrity, and then the other person will have 60 seconds to guess who that person is. So what we wanted to do with you is, seeing as you are a big celebrity, we want you to pick one of your celebrity mates, keep them in mind. We're going to guess in 60 seconds who that person might be.
Okay.
You're on board?
The only rule is the celebrity has to be somebody that most people would know, if you get what we mean.
I have a pretty good idea of somebody.
Okay.
I think I think this will be relevant to Aussies.
Okay,
all right,
great.
Fantastic. I'll get the game underway.
Kara, Tim and Jess. OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
All right, this is nerve-wracking,
okay,
with Isaac Hansen.
We
from
can only
Hansen.
Ask yes or no questions to guess.
Yep.
Isaac Hansen's
celebrity
mate. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Let's get
okay.
into this. Is it all right if I start,
you
Jess?
Start,
just
Tim,
take it
kick
in
it off.
Turns?
Yeah, here, Jess.
Is this celebrity friend a male?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Are they around your age?
Yes, they are. Actually, a little bit older, but not much.
Okay.
Is this friend American?
No.
Okay.
Is this friend Australian?
Yes.
All right. Is this friend known for movies?
Movies? No, not movies.
Is this friend known for TV shows?
Yes.
Okay. TV shows, Australian male. Are they currently hosting a television show?
Yes.
Ooh.
Because I have someone.
Last season, I should say.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Is this TV show a reality show?
Okay.
Oh, no.
Previously, yes.
Previously, yes.
Has been, but not only. Not only reality.
Oh, that's our 60 seconds.
Go on, make a guess, Tim.
I was going to say Rove McManus, but I don't think it is.
I'm going to say Osher Gunsberg.
That is right.
Osher Gunsberg is a superstar. How are you friends with Osher Gunsberg? Just through, like, the history of him being the host of everything and you being someone that he would interview?
Osher Gunsberg, you know, he is an absolute music nerd. He's a great human being. And I've had the pleasure, back in 2004 was when we first really hung out. And he came to some of our shows. We really hit it off. He's a great guy, and we just maintained to be good friends. And yeah, I mean, he's a superstar and a fantastic human, and I feel lucky to know him. And he introduced me to a bunch of great music along the way as well, because he's, like I said, a music nerd, and I love it.
Yeah, he's so. Such
incredible.
A great guy.
If you'd have told me at the start of this interview we'd find out that Osher Gunsberg is Isaac Hansen's mate, I would have absolutely not put any money on that. But the money I will be putting on is at the Forum Melbourne next Thursday, the 17th of November, to see Hansen. Isaac Hansen, you and your brothers have the best time. Thank you so much for swinging by the show.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.